Today's book is Headhunters by Joe Nesbo. And we've all been in tight financial spots, but most of us don't have art galleries to support and really luxurious lifestyles with designer houses. So we are not in the same position as Norwegian corporate headhunter Roger Brown. He's found an unusual way to rustle up some extra money. He's become an art thief.
This sounds complicated and intriguing, and also intriguing from the standpoint that I understand that the author actually has a business background.
Yes, he does, and it was made recently into a wonderful movie by the same name, Headhunters. The author is Joe Nesbo, a best-selling Norwegian author.
I don't usually like to include these considerations in our book review, but one must add that the man looks like Sting and also sings in a band, and you have to kind of wonder if is he kind of the sort of writer who's angling for a little bit of screenplay whenever he sits down to write, or do you think he's just a writer?
I think he's just a writer who has figured out how to do something unique. He has us rooting for his villain. Now, his villain is not a psychopath. His villain is not a serial killer. His villain is somebody who has just been pushed to the limit, and we sympathize with him from the very beginning because in the land of these tall Scandinavians, he's a short guy, and he's married to a very tall, model-like, beautiful woman who he thinks is going to leave him any day now for someone better-looking and taller. And he's a disappointment in some other ways, even though he's the best at his job. And, you know, the economy is a bit shaky, and there's always someone who might be doing better than he is. So he's sort of in an hourglass, and the sand is shifting under his feet. And the movie is terrific. What you get in the book is his voice, which is so finely crafted and so funny and so dark that you just watch and listen with fascination, and then watch yourself because you think, I am rooting for this guy to win. What is wrong with me?
Well, I think certainly one could wager that in this economy, a few people are understanding what it's like to be in desperate straits or perceived desperate straits, although this guy obviously is living fairly well.
Absolutely, because most of us who've been pushed into a corner do not have designer suits, designer shoes, designer house, designer job, and a designer wife. So part of the fun of this book is watching somebody who is on the verge of going broke, but is doing so beautifully.